As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today with you on March 27th. What a day it is. It's a beautiful day. Had baseball practice this morning. The sun is shining. Gosh, when the weather comes out like this, it's just nice to get outside and do something. Nice to be out on the field with the kids. I hope you guys are enjoying the nice weather. Looks like we got a little bit of rain coming in tomorrow maybe, but then it looks like it's going to clear up again, and we should get, you know, better weather moving forward into the spring from here on out, I'm hoping. Hopefully we have a decent day for celebrating Easter with our friends and family, and I hope you guys just take time to enjoy each other and celebrate with each other. And to hell with the Fuhrer, Kate Brown, and her stupid mandates. You know what? I don't think God wants COVID to prevent us from celebrating Christ and the resurrection and what Easter's really all about. And again, if you're a Christian, you know how powerful our God is and the things he's capable of. And I just can't imagine that our God is the type of God that is going to want us to stay at home and not gather in fellowship and worship and celebrate his son and the amazing things his son did, dying on the cross to forgive all of us, to give us all a chance at salvation and then his resurrection. So hopefully you guys get to celebrate Easter, and hopefully you're not too worried about the Fuhrer, Kate Brown, and her stupid mandates, because if it's up to them, they're going to keep us locked down forever. And I mean that. They are using it as a tool to collapse everything that is holding this nation together, that's holding this republic together. They're using it as a tool to usher in rapidly, I might add, this progressive communist movement that the Democrats have embraced, and they've been doing everything they can to get the country to head that direction. And as soon as COVID came about, they saw an opportunity, and it's obvious what they're doing now. It's unfortunate that they seem to be in control and have the power, and that's the key, isn't it? Power. That's what it's all about. You know, how can you take a republic who our entire existence from 1776, from before 1776, the reason we even exist, and then everything we've done after our founders gave us this nation, gave us this constitution, we have fought against tyranny. We have fought these regimes of tyrannical reign of dictators, communists, socialists. We have given the world freedom in so many different areas. And I think that's part of what our purpose was. I think we had a responsibility, and being a Christian nation, being founded on biblical principles, I think our founders believed that that was our mission. It wasn't just to make our lives, our individual lives, better, but it was, what can we do to help each other, to help other people, to help our neighbors, to help neighboring countries, and to start spreading peace around the world and giving these other areas freedom that they never knew existed before the United States. And so we have our country that was founded on these principles. And that's why we're here, and that's why we've been so successful. our prosperity has come from the model of capitalism and from a free constitutional republic. It doesn't work without the free market. It doesn't work without capitalism, and it doesn't work without protecting and upholding our Constitution and the values that created that. Yet when Democrats get into power, and the only reason why they're even put into this position is because of the system that we have, but they get into this power and they start looking and thinking that, how do I get more power? You know, they're sick in the head. All they want is more power. How do we give power? How do we get more power for ourselves? How do we let others know? How do we let others feel that we are the ruling class? And that's why they start gravitating towards communism and Marxism. It's all about power at the end of the day. It's about what they have and what they can take from you. And so how this happens is it's their hearts, right? It's evil. And that's the battle that we need to understand. We are in the midst of a spiritual war here. And it is truly good versus evil. And the left, the extremists on the left, and I'm not going to say all of them, but there is extremists that seem to have the foothold and they seem to wield all the power and they are corrupt. And I believe they are evil. They are working for Satan himself. And they get in to these positions, whether they get elected into the Senate or the Congress, or they get appointed by a president of the United States as an ambassador or a secretary, or they manage to get their foot in the door of the White House, like we have seen right now. And they're not working for the Republic. They're not working for the constituents, we the people. They don't care about the United States. They're completely self-serving. That's the only reason they're pushing this agenda, because they think it's going to better themselves and make themselves more powerful. They don't even care about each other in their party. It's all about how do they get more power? How do they retain the power? And so they get into these elected positions. They've had the opportunity to live their lives and be successful because of our constitutional republic. They've had the opportunity to win these seats because of our constitutional republic, because of the free elections that we have been able to hold in this country for centuries. And then once they get there, they get greedy and their hearts go black and this evil kicks in and all they want is more. They want more power, and they'll do whatever they can to get that power, my friends. We are in a spiritual war, and it's getting worse by the day. And it's time that we wake up, right? It's time that we pull out our head out of the sand, and we can't have apathy in this country anymore. And I've talked about that several times, but I'm not seeing enough people losing sleep over this. I'm not seeing enough people engaging and paying attention. Trump did a wonderful thing for us, and he did cause us to unite in a lot of ways, and he did bring a lot of light to the corruption that was happening in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. And he did a good job of getting us excited and motivated in a lot of ways. But where we have screwed up is without a Trump, where are we? We need to be willing to take some self-initiative and understand that we might not always have President Trump there to lead us, to have these rallies, to get us excited, to tell us what's going on. We know what's going on. We need to trust ourselves, and then we need to be willing to take the initiative to stand our ground, to push forward, to do something without Donald Trump. To do something on our own, because we love this country and this republic is worth fighting for. And that's what I'm not seeing. Look in the last 60 days under Joe Biden's administration, you guys. Can we even call it the Biden administration? He doesn't even call it the Biden administration all the time. Oftentimes he refers to it as the Harris-Biden administration. I don't know who's pulling the strings. I don't know if it's Kamala. I don't know if it's Barack Obama. I don't know if it's George Soros. I don't know if it's a panel of these evil individuals. But we know it's not Joe Biden pulling the strings. We know it's not his administration. But since he has been in the White House as the perceived president of the United States, look in 60 days what has happened to this country. Look at what we have lost so fast. And look at how his policies and his agenda and his executive orders has emboldened the left and made them more aggressive, made them move faster at dismantling this republic and stripping away our freedom and our constitutional rights. Look at how it's emboldened the illegal immigrants to come rushing from other countries, thinking that they can get in. If they just get in under the Harris-Biden administration, they're going to get amnesty. They're going to be allowed to stay. Coming by the thousands. Think how many drugs are coming over. Think of what that's doing to the sex trade. Child sex trafficking is exploding right now because of the Harris-Biden administration and these Democratic policies that are dismantling our Constitution. These policies that say we don't care about our laws, we don't care about our people. Why would they do that? Why would they do that to this country? This country that has made them who they are, this country that has given them the power that they have. I'll tell you why, because it's never enough. And in order to achieve the next level, in order to get the next step, that extra power that they think they need, they've got to destroy the republic. They've got to continue pushing us towards communism because that's how they get to that level. That's how they reach the status. That's how they can ensure that they're going to keep their thumb on us, holding us down while they rise to the top. Because anybody with common sense, anybody that has any patriotism in their blood at all, anybody that loves this country stands back and says, dang it, even if you're a Democrat, the policies that they're doing, the agendas that they're pushing aren't good for you. If you're a Democrat, the tax hikes hurt your paycheck. The job loss hurts you. The inflation hurts you. The illegal immigration hurts you. Why are you supporting these people? Why do you keep putting these people in office that are killing this country? Do you ever think that you'll have a chance to be better than you are today with the agenda and policy that the Democrats are shoving down our throat? They don't help anybody unless you are one of the elites, unless you are one of them that hold that coveted power. And if you are, it's too late for you because you've already sold out. It is evil, my friends, and that's what we're fighting against. They will continue to do anything they have to do. They don't care about stepping on you. They don't care about hurting you. They don't care about killing you. They don't give a damn about you. They don't care about this republic at all. They just want the power. It's good versus evil. And by God, if you want to win this fight, my friends, it's time for you to step up. The line in the sand that we've talked about so much, it's already been drawn and it's been crossed. It's been crossed. And my fear is so many of you that call yourself patriots, so many of you that love this country, you're going to shrug your shoulders and say, but what can I do? You know what? I got too much to lose. I can't fight that fight. This isn't the hill to die on. You know what? This is the hill to die on. Look at what they're doing right now with our Second Amendment. Look at how it's being attacked federally and locally. Look at the things the Harris-Biden administration has said. They're looking at executive orders. The House has already passed legislation. Biden's calling for an assault weapons ban, a high-capacity magazine ban, banning the AR-14. AR-14, did you get that? My friends, they're coming after you. They're coming after your guns. And they're serious this time. Don't turn this dial. Stick with us here on Patriot Uprising Radio. We'll be right back, my friends.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here with you today. We were just talking about the Harris-Biden administration and who's pulling the strings and what is really happening in this country and why it's happening. And we were talking about power and how we're really in a battle of good versus evil. And it's a spiritual war. And our Judeo-Christian values that founded this country, the values that gave us our Declaration of Independence, the values that said that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator, those values, the values that helped draft the Constitution of the United States of America, the values that have kept this Republican This republic going for over 245 years and promoted peace around the entire world are being attacked. The Democrats are trying to destroy them, and it's because we are in this spiritual war, because it is good versus evil, and it is because that they seek power. It's power that has corrupted their souls. And it's the power that they seek that they don't have yet. That is the reason they're trying to destroy this republic and force this nation into something that resembles communism or Marxism. You see, they don't care what it actually does to the country. They don't care what it really does to the people, as long as they get the power that they're looking for, and they'll never be happy. What do you think's next? What do you think's next? Because they won't be happy. And we talked about how much we've lost already just in 60 days of the Harris-Biden administration and the policies he's changed, the executive orders he's written, what he's done, the things he's threatened, and just the freedoms that we're already beginning to lose, and how these policies, how his agenda, or I should say their agenda, has emboldened this evil. And it's made it reactionary, and it's responding faster because they think they can get away with it now. They have the power of all of our government. They have the White House. They have the Senate. They have the Congress. The Supreme Court? Questionable. They haven't done a lot to impress me, not even since our conservative picks have been put on the courts. Who knows? It's just whichever way the wind blows, right? But it's power. It's power. And half the country's been duped. They think that these people care about them and they're going to make life better for them. Why? Because they keep dangling this carrot. These stimulus packages, these $1,400 checks, social programs. That's enticing to a lot of people, unfortunately. They've been indoctrinated. They've been brainwashed since the time they were babies in the public education system to think that these social programs are not only necessary, but they're good. That they shouldn't be ashamed for asking for help, for expecting that handout from the government. Because why? Because they deserve it. Because that's what they've been taught. That's what they've been told their whole entire life. What's that word? Entitlement. They are entitled to it. And they're entitled to everything that you have too, my friends. That's what they think. That's what they believe. If you've one-upped them, if you got a nicer car, if you got a fatter paycheck, if you got a bigger house, they are too entitled to a piece of that. And they think that because these people that are in power have taught them to behave like that. taught them that that's normal, that that's acceptable, and that's how you get ahead in life. They're systematically dismantling this country because they're convincing people that they don't have to do anything to better themselves, that everything will be taken care of, that the government's going to do it, that somebody else will pay for it, that we all deserve to have equality. Well, we are equal. As it says in our Declaration of Independence, all men are created equal. It doesn't matter what lot in life you come from. It doesn't matter your race, your color, your creed, your religion. It doesn't matter what sexual orientation you are. It doesn't matter what gender you are. You see, in this country, as long as this constitutional republic still exists, you have opportunity and you can become anything that you want to become. You can be anybody that you want to be. That's actually very literal right now. You can be a woman if you decide you want to be a woman, and a man if you want to be a man. You can, you know, it's getting crazy, right? But the point is, there's nothing holding you back in this country. If you want more, if you want to better yourself, you can do that whether you were born in Beverly Hills or you were born in the ghettos of Chicago. And there's plenty of examples that prove that. If you don't take advantage of the opportunities that this country gives you right out of the gate, you might have a tough life. But just as God made sure that man had free will, our country has given you a choice too. Our Constitution has given you a choice. Our founding fathers have gave you the gift of freedom. The life, the liberty, the pursuit of happiness, that's up to you, my friends. That's up for you to grab. Don't turn that dial. Stick with us. We'll be right back. We got to finish our conversation on these gun bills and what the government's trying to do to take your Second Amendment rights. Stick with me, friends.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and thanks for joining me today here on Patriot Uprising Radio on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Hopefully you guys are getting your lawn mowed and all your yard work done, and you know what? Now's the time to take the break. Just kick back in your chair and listen to the show. So we were talking about the Harris-Biden administration. We were talking about the Democrats and their desire for more power. That's why they're trying to dismantle this republic, and they're pushing their way towards communism because they think that's going to give them the power that they desire. The truth is they'll never be happy if they get there, and God, we got to fight that. But if they ever get there, they're still not going to be happy, right? They can never obtain what it is they want. But what do we know about power? You know, the famous saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's absolutely true, right? Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's what we've witnessed so many times around the world. And unfortunately, that's what we're witnessing right here in our own country. And it's up to us, my friends, if we want to stop that. It's up to us. I told you the line's already been crossed. We drew that line in the sand a long time ago, and it's already been crossed. And so many of us that are patriots, that love this country, when push comes to shove, you know what we're going to do? We're going to bow our heads and we're going to kiss the ring. I hate to say that, It kills me to say that. I'm a fighter. And I'm ready to go right now. But who's going to come with me? I'm not sure of that. I'm not sure of that. And this is what I know. If we want to get this country back, if we want to protect our Constitution, it's not going to be done with just a couple hundred men. It's going to take all of us to rise up and say enough is enough. And all of us need to stand shoulder to shoulder and be willing to sacrifice whatever it is we have to sacrifice for the greater good. And understand that that might destroy your life today, but it might build your life. It might ensure the life of your grandchildren, of your children. When our founding fathers decided to go against the most powerful military in the entire world, when they decided to start the revolution, when they decided they wanted something better for themselves, for their families, I don't think any of them expected to come out of that alive. When we went into World War I and our brave men and women went overseas and fought in the trenches, I don't think many of them expected to ever see the shores of the United States again. I don't think they expected to see their loved ones at home ever again. In World War II, I don't think the men and women that stormed Normandy and fought in those amazing battles, I don't think they expected to return home. They were willing to fight for this country, and they were willing to make the sacrifices that they made, knowing that they might not ever be able to live in the world that they're helping to create, in the world that they're protecting, knowing that they might not ever be able to see their loved ones again or see their country again. But they went over there selflessly for other people, to defend other people, to defend, to fight for, and to protect the people that couldn't do it for themselves. They went over there because they believed in what this republic is and what it stands for. And they know that it could never fall. That's why they did it. The same could be said for Vietnam. The same could be said for the troops that went over to Iraq and Afghanistan. These heroes that continuously go when they are called to defend this nation. They do it selflessly. And I bet you in the back of their heads, there's something saying, I might not come home. But this is my duty. This is my responsibility. As an American, as a patriot, this is what I have to do to protect my country and to protect my loved ones. What we might have to do in the future is going to be hard. The sacrifices that we might have to make are going to be painful. They might be life-changing. But sitting by and doing nothing, the alternative, what that means, when they get that power that they're looking for, when they successfully destroy this republic and push us into something that looks like communism or worse, that's the alternative. Is doing nothing worth it? Or is standing up for this nation, standing up for your fellow countrymen, for this republic, being willing to sacrifice it all, lay it all on the line for the chance that we can save this republic, uphold our Constitution, and root out this corruption and evil that has put a foothold on us. Isn't that worth it? I'm talking about this because, like I said, in the last 60 days since this new administration, we've already begun to slip backwards. We've already begun to lose more of our rights. I was telling you they're coming after our Second Amendment. The Biden administration is already working on executive orders. The federal government has already passed certain legislation in the House. It's going to the Senate. And locally here in Oregon, there's at least 8 different gun bills that they're going to be voting on. Yesterday, they passed Senate Bill 554. If you have a concealed handgun license, you should read up on that. Senate Bill 554 here in the state of Oregon, essentially with that passing, it makes your concealed handgun license almost useless. It can ban you from going into any public building, any government facility, schools. Depending on what town you live in, it could literally make it so it's almost impossible to drive down the main streets in your town without breaking a law and becoming a felon if you get caught. These laws are ridiculous. Having possession inside one of these areas within a thousand feet of some of these public buildings. If you get caught with a firearm, whether you have a concealed handgun license or not, makes you a felon. $150,000 fine, up to 5 years in prison. But you know what else it does? It does something else. Why would they pass a law that attacks the most peaceful people in the country, the most law-abiding people in the country? Why would they pass a law that's going to hurt us? Because the majority of us are conservatives, Republicans, constitutionalists. We are their enemy. So they're passing these laws that attack us, that take the tools away from us that we can use to defend ourselves. And what's one of the biggest tools we have in this country? What's one of the most important things about our country? What's one of the things that makes this republic work? What's one of the things that we feel is sacred? It's our right to vote. It's our right to have a free and fair election. It's our right to know that if we turn out in numbers, we can change things. That the people in the governor's mansion, the people in Washington, D.C., they're not really the ones in charge. They have that power because we've granted them that power. But at the next election, we can fix it. We can change it. That's one of the greatest tools we have in this country. Guess who can't vote, my friends? Felons. Felons can't vote. So why would they pass a law that basically targets conservatives, Republicans, constitutionalists? Why would they pass a law that they know that the majority of us probably are not going to follow because we believe it's unconstitutional, because we know it's not right, because we will not allow them to strip us of our rights? Because the Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Why would they pass a law that infringes that right? Why would they pass a law that makes all of us that exercise that right a felon? Because they don't want us to vote. Think about it. They don't want us to be able to vote because that's how we change the system. That's how we strip them of their power. They're trying to take away your voting rights. Don't turn that dial. Stick with us here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and thanks for being with me today on this Saturday afternoon. We were just talking about some of this gun legislation. I was actually talking about this bill that the Senate just passed in Oregon, Senate Bill 554, and now it's got to go to the floor of the House. But again, in Oregon, the Democrats have the supermajority. They have the supermajority in both the Senate and the House. And there's really no way the Republicans can stop this. In fact, the only tool in the toolbox of the Republicans would be to walk out and deny a quorum. But unfortunately, they changed the rules this session, and the Republicans can be fined $500 a day for walking out. $500 a day. Not only that, they'd have to leave the state and they'd have to be hidden somewhere because they can be arrested by the state police and compelled to come back into session. So the reality is, I just don't think Republicans are going to walk out anymore. In fact, if anybody should have walked out, it should have been the Senate Republicans. They don't have that rule. They don't have the $500 fine like the House Republicans do. The Senate Republicans could have walked out. But sadly, we have turncoats. We have traitors amongst us in the Republican Party. Surprise, surprise. Sadly, we had six Republicans that not only showed up, but they voted to pass Senate Bill 554. They joined forces with the Democrats to pass Senate Bill 554. And what did they pass? They passed a bill that strips you of your constitutional rights, the right to keep and bear arms. This bill that they passed, if the House passes it and it becomes law, it's an emergency clause. So within 94 days or something like that, it's a done deal. It is the law. They do it under the emergency clause to make it so it goes through everything a lot faster. And basically, it strips us of our rights to be able to appeal it in any way, to be able to fight it. So they passed this under the emergency clause. And the sad thing is, it will be law. And I think eventually, the Supreme Court will get a hold of it, right? And the Supreme Court's going to see this 554 and they're going to read it. And if they are a constitutional court, if they really do care about upholding our Constitution and protecting our Second Amendment rights, they will overturn this bill because it reeks with unconstitutionality. So we can keep our fingers crossed that at that point, our courts will do the right thing. We can also pray that at that point, when this bill finally does get to the Supreme Court, that the Democrats haven't stacked the court and completely changed the functionality of the Supreme Court, because they are working hard at that. They are trying to do that, my friends. So what's Senate Bill 554 really mean? Well, we talked about it. It basically makes your concealed handgun license it doesn't work. It's not even valid anymore, pretty much anywhere you go. If you possess a firearm within 1,000 feet of a public building, a school, a government office, it's a felony charge. 5 years in jail, $150,000 fine. I'll read the summary of this 554. Authorizes the city, the county, metropolitan, service district, port, operating, commercial airport, school district, college, or university. It authorizes those entities that owns, occupies, or controls public buildings to adopt or denounce a rule or policy limiting or precluding affirmative defense for possession of firearms in public buildings by concealed handgun licensees. By concealed handgun licensees. Why again? We are the most law-abiding group. I told you the last radio show that people with a concealed handgun license, we have a 0.074% conviction rate of misdemeanor charges. On felony charges, they can't even measure a conviction rate. That means we're not out there committing crimes. We are the most law-abiding group of citizens there are. Yet this bill is designed to specifically attack us, people that possess a concealed handgun license. Okay, it provides that ordinance, rule, or policy may not affect possession of firearms in parking area or a parking garage. So originally when the bill first came out, if you were sitting in the parking lot of the airport, if you had to go pick up your mom from the airport and you were not very nice and not going to meet her at the terminal and you were just sitting out in the parking garage waiting for her, you can be convicted of this felony just for sitting in the parking lot. Now, they did change that. They saw the light of day there because they thought that's a little bit too intrusive. Okay? But it says, modifies the definition of public building for purposes of crime of possession of weapon in public building to include certain airport areas, buildings owned, occupied, or controlled by a specified public body, and real property owned by college or university. Defines state building and removes affirmative defense for possession of firearms in state buildings by concealed handgun licensee. Provides that prohibition of the firearms in public buildings does not apply to a person who possesses unloaded firearms in an airport in a locked container for transportation in accordance with federal law. So yeah, they'll still let you ship your gun on the airplane as long as it's in an approved locked container and it's unloaded. Has nothing to do with you being able to carry it as a concealed handgun, okay? And then it punishes violation by a maximum of 5 years imprisonment, $150,000 fine, or both. It also increases the fees payable to the county sheriff for issuance of the renewal of the concealed handgun license. It takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment of the session. So in 91 days, basically, if the House passes it under the emergency clause, in 91 days, it becomes the law. Now, obviously, that's just a summary, which is very vague. And it's probably hard to grasp what's really in that. I strongly encourage you guys, please go and look up Senate Bill 554 in Oregon and read it for yourself. Because when you actually get down and read the entire bill, the bill in its entirety, you're going to see just how much more junk is in there, how ridiculous it is, and how it literally strips you of your rights. If you're hunting and it's hunting season and you have to drive through your town to get up to the woods to go hunt, you will become a felon if you get stopped. You are in possession of a firearm within 1,000 feet of some public building somewhere. The other thing that this bill does is it used to be that if you had your concealed handgun license, it was recognized by the entire state. And the same rules applied depending on what community you were in if you had your concealed handgun license. Now, cities could pass varying ordinances on open carry. Now, they can't tell you that you can't open carry because that's a constitutional right in the state of Oregon. We are an open carry state. But a lot of these cities said that you could not carry a loaded firearm and they could get away with that because that was not mentioned in the Constitution. Now, your concealed handgun license superseded that, or it did, right? Well, with this Senate Bill 554, now they're basically allowing the different cities and different counties to make up their own gun rules. And so what you can do in Polk County might not be what you can do in Marion County or Josephine County or Jackson County. So depending on where you travel, the laws are going to be different. And how are you supposed to be an expert on that? How are you supposed to stay up to date to make sure that you're not violating those laws? It's absolutely ridiculous. Literally, you could drive 3 miles. You could drive 2 city blocks and go from the city of Salem to the city of Kaiser, and the gun laws could be completely different. That's how ridiculous this is. And who are they attacking? They're attacking conservatives, my friends. I notice violation of this, there's not misdemeanor charges in this. They jump straight to felony charges. Why do they do that? Because if you're a felon, they not only strip you of your firearm rights, they strip you of your voting rights. And that's what they want to take away. That's why they want to hurt you. Because that's how they stop you. That's how they ensure that they stay in power. And that we can't do anything about it. Friends, the line has been drawn. It's time to stand up. It's time to fight. It's time to take this country back. You can't stand on the sidelines anymore, friends. Enough is enough. It's time to figure out where your allegiance is. God bless you guys. Stay vigilant. We'll see you next week right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.